Aloha, this is June, and as always, with you, making love visible. I'm so glad you joined me today for this episode. I wanted to share with you a little bit about how this book came about, in case you're curious, the benefit of the X making love visible when everything changes. Oh my goodness, quite some time ago, shortly after Ray's and my divorce, he was, well, I guess you could say, required to give me a little bit of money every single month. And on occasion, he would offer me more money than the court ruled. And one day he came up to my house and handed me a check in a rather snarky way. I said, oh, there's so many benefits to my ex. And while this content is certainly written in the book, sometimes it's just good to hear. If you're curious and haven't picked up The Benefit of the Ex Making Love Visible When Everything Changes yet on Amazon. And so what happened was, simultaneously, I was taking a workshop with Dr. John DeMartini, and he was talking about writing a benefits book. And so when I looked up into Ray's eyes, I honestly did. I saw a sense of softness, and I said, I think I could take this book, I could turn this into a book and call it The Benefit of the X. And he said to me, I'll bet you could take this all the way to Oprah. And I said, do I have your blessing? And he said, you sure do. And so 14 years later, while it's finally come to fruition, here we are in the middle of a COVID pandemic, and, you know, just sort of figuring out how things work these days. And in the meantime, I figured a podcast would be a nice way to blast off. So the cover of the book with that big black X on the front, or the black, white, and gray X, was intentional. And it's mostly gray because love seems to be mostly in the gray space, and life, for that matter, mostly seems to be gray or gray matter, not particularly the color itself, but the in-between space. And that's where the growth really comes from. And so I wanted something that was bold enough, and The Benefit of the X has that sort of like, are you out of your mind? There's no benefit from my X. And so the truth is, it's an invitation to look deeper at self and what more could come based on the choices that you made in the past as you look forward to what's here, present, and now, and what you're asking for in the future. Making love visible when everything changes. And then the next thing I knew was, with regard to the table of contents, was that it had to be something that would move people to action. So I have 6 true stories from people that I had requested write stories. Well, actually, I had over 50, and they all had to match a certain set of criteria. And within that criteria, 7 or 6 rather were chosen for the book. And there's one also, which is mine, included in one of the chapters. So you'll be able to take a look at those when you pick up the book on Amazon. Something that I want to share about the table of contents, most importantly, is it's set up as a gradient. So I didn't put exercises in every single chapter because I thought to myself, I am sick of exercises. I don't need to fix myself. I just want to grow. And I want to grow in such a way that it feels like it's not going to be that hard, but I'll be more excited. And so, if you will, these exercises are called invitations. And the invitations are scattered throughout in random ways, and there's not one in every chapter, so this book is not a lot of work. However, the chapters are set up in such a way that there is the potential for your own personal growth. The first preface is entitled Kuleana, which means responsibility, and it says, a TED talk in the making, ideas worth spreading. I absolutely believe that if you are willing to take a look at your former relationships and discover what the benefits were that have made you who you are today, and own the responsibility of yourself and your own actions rather than claiming victim. Because probably if you're talking about a significant relationship like marriage, and you walked down an aisle and you were in love once upon a time, you probably did not have your arm twisted to hold that bouquet or to put on that ring. And so I would invite you to seriously consider the responsibility by taking on this book and see what happens. Chapter 1 is called Opening Up for More. Could you just gracefully and gently invite yourself to open up for more? Chapter 2 is called Traversing Our Landscape. And when we look at our landscape, it's kind of rocky. It's kind of mushy. Some days it's smooth and some days it's not. And so how are we traversing our landscape? Chapter 3 is Desiring Love Spectrum. And that comes up because some folks are like, I want to get back in relationship right away. And how do we go about that? How does that desiring the spectrum of love work? I know for myself, as I navigate through a relationship, that I find myself asking, how are my needs being met? Am I meeting the needs of my mate? And how is it working out in general? And then am I making room for love? Am I making love visible? Like chapter 4 is called Making Room for Love. Am I opening up to that possibility in all of my stuckness? Because I certainly like it a certain way, and my guess is you do too. And then in chapter 5, it's wanting love. So what does wanting really mean? Chapter 6 is allowing love. Have you actually allowed love to come in? I know I get backed up pretty easily, and I don't even make room for it. I don't allow it at all. And then chapter 7 is inviting love in. What if we just invited love in and gave it a shot? See how it felt. Chapter 8 is being love now. Could you imagine if you could just be love, be present, and be all that you are? And chapter 9 is making love visible. So what are we doing to make love visible for ourselves first and then for others? Chapter 10 is creating your change. What do you need to do to make these shifts? And then, of course, there's an afterwards, no more handholding, time to let go. Well, there's a few more things in the book that I won't mention, but I just want you to know that this book is here for you, as am I. I have a coaching practice, Making Love Visible. Of course, it's makinglovevisible.com, and I don't know if you found me on iTunes or through Anchor or on the website, which would be pretty cool, or by word of mouth. I hope that you are curious about what's moving in your life and how you could possibly make some changes. I'm not sure if you're looking for a coach or if you're just curious about who I am. And I think I'll leave it at that for this episode and wish you a bright, beautiful day. Hopefully some of this content has tickled your fancy and you're willing to look a little bit deeper at who you are. It's not an easy job being human. I think human being, it's kind of an odd little oxymoron that I often dance around with in my own thinking process and my own feeling process. And so I'm inviting you to join me in making love visible and check in with yourself and see what's up for you. So as always, this is June with you, making love visible. Thanks for joining me. Aloha.